Hey there, attention seekers. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know, that whirlwind of emotions we all experience? Sometimes it feels like we're caught in a hurricane of feelings, right? One minute we're soaring high, the next we're plummeting down into a pit of despair. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Well, buckle up because today, we're taking control. We're diving deep into strategies for managing those emotional roller coasters and finding that sweet spot of balance. Because let's face it, in this fast-paced world, our emotions can get amplified. Social media, deadlines, relationships, they all contribute to this constant pressure cooker. But here's the thing, you don't have to be a slave to your feelings. You can learn to manage them effectively and build resilience like a boss. So, what are some of these powerful strategies we're talking about? First up, let's talk awareness. It all starts with recognizing what you're feeling, right? Instead of brushing those emotions aside, take a moment to pause and acknowledge them. Name that feeling. Is it anger, sadness, joy, fear? Getting specific helps you understand the root cause and navigate it better. Think of it like this. Identifying your emotions is the first step towards becoming a detective of your own inner world. Next up, we've got mindful breathing. This isn't just some hippy-dippy trend, folks. It's scientifically proven to calm your nervous system and bring you back to center. When you feel those emotions bubbling up, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold it for a count of four, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times, and watch how that tension melts away. You'll be surprised at the difference a few conscious breaths can make. Speaking of calming down, exercise is your secret weapon. I'm not talking about intense gym sessions. Even a brisk walk or some gentle stretching can work wonders. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally elevate your mood and reduce stress. Plus, it gets you out of your head and into your body, which can be super grounding when emotions are running high. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about nurturing yourself on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, listening to music, or catching up with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. We all need a little help sometimes, and there are plenty of resources available. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or consider therapy. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a tight deadline and a pile of emails. Suddenly, your boss drops a curveball, throwing your entire schedule into chaos. Your heart starts racing, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, and anxiety starts creeping in. Sounds all too familiar, right? But what if, instead of letting those emotions take over, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the feeling of stress, and reminded yourself, "I can handle this." You could then prioritize your tasks, break down the overwhelm into smaller steps, and tackle them one by one. See how that shift in mindset changes everything. So, recap time. We've talked about acknowledging your emotions, using mindful breathing to calm the storm, finding joy in movement through exercise, making self-care a priority, and knowing when to ask for support. Remember, mastering your emotions isn't about suppressing them. It's about understanding them, managing them effectively, and ultimately, using them to fuel your growth and success. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one strategy you're going to try this week? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and join us tomorrow for another episode of Heal Your Attention Span, where we'll continue exploring the tools and techniques for living a more focused, fulfilling life. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.